The broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Pisces pre-full moon webinar. If my voice sounds funny to you, that's because I'm not Michael Robbins, who's at least an octave lower than I am. This is Francis Donald. Michael is recovering from some health issues. So this webinar will be featuring the visionary artwork of Nicholas Roerich. The exact Pisces full moon time will be March 9th. It's tomorrow for, I don't know if there's a carryover in March 10th or not. Anyway, in about less than 24 hours at 5:47 and 36 seconds. PM GMT. A convenient time for Europe and the US, but pretty early for those in Australia. I think I looked up Canberra and it was like 4:47 or something like that. So I'm sure you all got the correction. One of the Daily Digest, there was some misinformation, but BL corrected that, sent it out. So this is indeed the correct time. So you want to make sure that jives, especially with Tuya's exact full moon moment broadcast. Okay, Pisces. In the same way that Hercules is associated with Scorpio and Buddha with Taurus, Pisces is fundamentally, though not completely, the sign of the Christ. There's also Virgo and the birth of the Christ, and Gemini, where the Christ full moon is celebrated. But Pisces is very particularly the sign of the world savior. Most of us in our future careers as initiates will become world servers, offering the fruit of our progress as the waters of life in Aquarius. Only, we're told, a very few will follow the Piscean path of the world's savior. Meanwhile, for those of us still building a bridge between soul and personality, the Atacarana, Heidi Robbins tells us, at its best, Pisces is a sign of compassion and sensitivity, sacrifice and synthesis. We can feel others more deeply. We can feel greater compassion. We can forgive ourselves. We can forgive others. We surrender. We open. We love. This is what is possible. However, the danger zone for Pisces is isolation and or hopelessness. Pisces is an ocean of feeling. But Pisces also says, if we can look into the hopelessness or desire to isolate, we can look under the overwhelm and name the pain. Then we can begin to whisper our own words of encouragement and offer ourselves the very love we need to move forward. Or we can open ourselves, albeit in vulnerability, to others who can help us unfurl. We can use the stillness of Pisces to feel outward and offer love to those in need. We can remember our own softness and tenderness and consciously, actively recognize and name that softness and tenderness in others. Any of you have had the pleasure of us seeing Heidi present at the conference. It's always a special treat. It's worth the trip just to see her. So here's Jofra's image of Pisces, which seems to be taking place entirely underwater. From a theosophical perspective, water represents not only the astral plane, but all material existence. It's a metaphor for the form aspect. So it can be seen as physical, astral, and emotional existence. Here we see Neptune with his second ray monad and sixth ray soul holding two interlinked fishes, the well-known symbol of Pisces, the red-backed red for desire, downward pushing lower of these two fishes symbolizes that in us which seeks the waters of comfort, pleasure, and desires of all kinds. Whereas the upward pushing fish represents that which is rising in aspiration towards soul awareness. Eventually, this fish will leap out of the water altogether into the pure air of the Buddhic plane. This is one of the fundamental pairs of opposites with which we all struggle. Joining Carpenter's banner for Pisces gives us the esoteric keywords for this sign. I leave the Father's home, and turning back, I say. As monads, we have all left the Father's home on the monadic plane to venture forth into the substantive realms of soul and personality. Second half of the keywords, and turning back, I save, concern that part of the return journey wherein one has decentralized the personality, become soul infused, and is thus able to truly save through transmission, suggesting a higher octave of service. We see from this banner that Jupiter is the exoteric ruler, which for the aspirant affords faith and augments belief in all that is charitable and good. But it can also be like an engulfing wave of matter that entangles the rising jiva, that spark within. For too much fulfillment of the lower kind can stultify the consciousness aspect. This is that quality of Jupiter that is exalted in Cancer. At the other extreme is first ray Pluto, as both esoteric and hierarchical rulers, which allows the earnest disciple initiate to sever the bonds of materialism in different stages. DK says, Pluto, or death, never destroys the consciousness aspect. That is almost certainly the single most quoted line about Pluto. Not shown here is Neptune, which is considered to be a special ruler of Pisces. Christ, who initiated this sixth ray Piscean age, is from one point of view considered to be Neptune. There's some interesting old commentary about that. So if you'll bear with me, I'd like to read the introductory paragraph describing this image, which I created back in 2011. As he has throughout the long ages of his existence, and will many times again in the eons that lie before him, our Piscean native prepares for death. He retreats deep within himself to a place that stands between the night of form, world, and the dawn of that which will follow. He is swayed in turn by both, and as he struggles against fear, the moon's troubled waters fill him with doubt. Form ever clings to the past, while the inner spark leaps towards its source. In the midst of his struggle, unseen and unheard, a lord of will spirals down from the inner realms into this outer place. His presence fills our seeker with peace. In this moment of profound calm, the gateway into life more abundant flashes across the disciple's inner vision, and he realizes that death, as he has learned to view it, is an illusion born of fear. He releases his grip on the past, and the form world loses its hold. He shifts his point of tension to a place beyond the chrysalis, which now appears to him as a binding sheath. And following his true sutratma, the silver thread that has anchored him in his body, he passes through the narrow passage. So let's take a quick look at the Pisces labor, the 12th and final labor of Hercules, called the capture of the red cattle of Geryon. The metaphor for the Piscean desire nature in this label is the red cattle. I thought this caught desire as much as it caught the idea of cattle, which are being held by a, quote, human monster called Geryon, who has the bodies of three men united, unquote. Well, it doesn't take much analysis to see that these united three represent each of our physical, astral, and mental bodies. Hercules slays Geryon. To slay in the labors means to disempower, and transports the red cattle in a golden cup, which the commentary tells us is the Holy Grail. Actually, here's where he's slaying the three. And he transports the Holy Grail back to the sacred city and offers them in sacrifice to Athena, goddess of wisdom. In ancient Greece, Athena was really like a Christ figure. This rededication of the desire nature is, in the science of the chakras, represented by the shift from the sacral to the throat, and but especially in the solar plexus to the heart centers, which is a true, the heart center is a true solar center. And therefore can be represented as a golden cup. In short, this labor represents a transformation and rededication of the desire nature, not the eradication, by the way. Okay, with that, we'll begin our meditation. By the way, you can use these images however you'd like. Many people meditate the whole time with their eyes closed, and of course that's fine. If one way you can use these images is that if you start to lose focus, you can just open your eyes, take a snapshot, let it inspire you, recenter you, you know, however you like. So first of all, I hope you're comfortably seated with your spine erect, and we'll use our breath to move us from the personality into soul awareness. So first of all, let us together raise our consciousness in onto the astral plane and calm any residual emotions. You can visualize a calm body of water. And then from here, we'll move up into the mental plane and into our mental bodies. And from this place, we realize that there is no thy soul and my soul, but only in truth, the group soul. All soul work is group work. So it's here that we enter deeply into the presence of the soul and link with each other. You can visualize a perfect circle with each of us taking a part on that circle, linked by a band of light. And then feel yourself established as a soul within the field of light, love, and spiritual power. Let us merge ourselves as individual souls into a deep sense of the group soul. Imaginatively unite in soul with the spiritually minded people of the world and with the men and women of goodwill. Now extending outwards, let us merge ourselves, our group, into a deep sense of the one soul of humanity. Realize that there is no my soul and thy soul. From this perspective, we can say the mantra, not is, but me. Now let us together imagine a potent point of tension fed by the will aspect of our group soul in accordance with the color of your soul ray gathered at the mental unit. And it is here that we begin to form the foundation of the Antakarana. You can use the color indigo, especially if you do not know your soul and personality rays. Otherwise, use the colors of your soul and personality rays with the soul ray color more prominent. Now, as individuals within our group consciousness, let us imaginatively visualize our dual-colored individual antakaranas connecting the lower mind, centered in the mental unit, with the monastic permanent atom on the highest subplane of the mental plane. Let's start there. Imaginatively visualize the streaming forth of this dual colored energetic, forming and building the Antakarana, and connecting energetically the monastic permanent atom and the mental unit. Now, from that monastic permanent atom, extend it upward to the Buddhic permanent atom. And then finally, on upward imaginatively to the atmic permanent atom of the spiritual triad. Now let us, as a group, as members of a group, imagine each of our individual antikaranas merging with the group antikarana, which is colored with all the seven ray colors, but always and primarily the deep indigo blue of the second ray. Both reaching into the realms of the spiritual triad, your individual antikarana and ray qualities, and the individual antikaranas of all group members with their ray qualities are visualized as part of the group antikarana. Attempt to deeply feel this connection. Now, holding on to that abiding identification with the group soul, let us together affirm the great word of power, I see the greatest light. Imaginatively project a line of vivid, living white light up into triadal realms along the lines of the individual and group antikaranas. I see the greatest light. the sending forth of this white beam of light acts as an invocation. And there always is a response. So in the presence of this great light of the spiritual triad, let us together feel the presence of the great white brotherhood. Of the Lodge of Masters, and of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. So we'll now offer our gratitude and salutations to the Masters, the Buddha, and the head of the hierarchy, the Christ. Salutations to the Buddha, Lord of Light and Wisdom. Salutations to the Christ, the Master of all Masters. Salutations to the triangle of masters with whom we work most closely. Salutations to the Master Moria. Salutations to the Master Kutumi. Salutations to the Master Dual Kul. Salutations to the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Now let us together raise our thoughts to Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. And with deepest reverence and in all humility, attempt, identified as the group soul, to attune with the presence of Sanat Kumara, standing at the very center of Shambhala. Realize that Shambhala is the planetary center through which the energies of the constellations and the planets initially enter according to the law of assembly to be distributed to all sentient beings upon the earth. Now let us imaginatively lift our consciousness towards the three planetary rulers of the constellation Pisces, Jupiter, the exoteric ruler conveying beneficence and selfless generosity, Pluto, the esoteric ruler conveying the power to purge the personality of all hidden obstructions to soul infusion. And then again, Pluto, the hierarchical ruler, conveying the power to negate and even destroy the power of the personality as an inhibition to the expression of the soul. And finally, Neptune, a special ruler for Pisces, conveying transcendent compassion and the power to identify with all aspects of the soul, including the anima mundi, the soul of the world. Let's first ponder the power of Jupiter, the conferrer in Pisces of faith, hope, charity, benevolence, and selfless service. Realize the beneficence of Jupiter overflowing all lesser states of consciousness and absorbing human consciousness into the ocean of reality. In silence, we'll together open our consciousness imaginatively to impressions born upon the Jupiterian stream of energy. Now let us attempt to realize the areas in which you as an individual and your group are most in need of the Jupiterian qualities. And then, visualizing yourselves imbued with the divine qualities of Jupiter, transmit those qualities to your group. We can also transmit those qualities among ourselves in this meditation group. Faith, hope, charity, benevolence, and selfless service. So let us now shift our focus to Pluto. And as a group, ponder on the particular qualities of Pluto, which is both the esoteric and hierarchical ruler of Pisces. Individually, we can meditate upon Pluto as the agent for the purification of all impediments hidden in each of our auras. And we can meditate upon Pluto as the purification, as the agent of purification for the expurgation of these impediments in our group aura. Understand that Pluto kills all desire for life within the worlds of illusion. And from the hierarchical perspective, it, in its highest aspect, acts as an agent for the spiritual triad and monad, and conveys the power to cut away all limiting ties that bind the soul to the perception of time and space, releasing us as groups into the timelessness and space limitlessness of the spiritual triad. Very akin to the fourth law of the soul. It's an agent of that law to dissipate and destroy thought forms and glamours that then act to release us from this lower hold. Now, let us, as a group, use the repelling power of Pluto to expel all evil which besets humanity at this time, bringing about its salvation and releasing it from the grip of material forces. Now let us bring that clearing, cleansing, destroying energy into our groups and riding that Plutonian stream, transmit those qualities to your own group or what Plutonian qualities are most needed in your group. Now let us together ponder the influence of Neptune, which is a special ruler of Pisces associated with the transcendental influence of Pisces upon humanity as a whole. Realize the power of Neptune in relation to Pisces to remove all egoistic barriers and boundaries between human beings, such that the oneness of humanity, its one soul and one spirit, are experientially realized through the power of identification. It's an adhering, cohesive energy that brings us together as groups and then group to group until humanity is one. It's also the planet of exquisite sensitivity, which confers profound compassion and a complete merging into the state of spiritual identification. So let us together imaginatively slip into this new Neptunian stream of energy and attempt to realize those areas in which you and your group are most in need of these qualities. compassion, sensitivity, and the urge to merge in the state of spiritual identification. Now let us imaginatively raise our group consciousness to the solar logos, expressing itself through our sun and this solar system. Let us attempt to feel that the great second ray of the solar logos is pouring through all planets, through Shambhala, and through every monad, soul, and personality on planet Earth. Now let us lift our collective group focus to the constellation Pisces, the fishes, radiating its peculiar quality of light, which esoteric astrology calls the light of the world. Quote, "This is the light, revealing the light of life itself. It ends forever the darkness of matter." As a group, let us feel the energy quality of Pisces to realize its profound relationship to the second ray of love, wisdom, to the sixth ray of devotion, and the first ray of will and power. And from this energetic field, let us ponder the mantra for Pisces, the esoteric mantra, "I leave the Father's home, and turning back, I save." Ponder the esoteric significance of this mantra. So we've reached the heights. Now let us together visualize an energetic downflow. From the constellation Pisces, through the solar logos at the heart of our solar system, through the planets Jupiter and Pluto, and in a special way through Neptune, into Shambhala, And thus, through each of our monads and our collective group monad, into the hierarchy, through the great Lord, the Christ, and into and through the ashram with which you believe yourself to be increasingly associated, and thus through your soul and the group soul. And finally, into each of our spiritualized personalities and all associated spiritualized personalities. So now, while preserving our high alignment, can either visualize or contemplate the world situation and let us together imaginatively use the energies of Pisces in such a way that they can uplift and redeem humanity in accordance with the divine plan. So we've brought this stream of energy down from on high through to ourselves and our group. Now let's send that energy out into the world for the upliftment and redemption of humanity. Now, once we have this flow going outwards, visualize a particular rightly applied means of solving at least one important problem of humanity. Imagine this energy solving some one important problem of humanity. And again, imbued with the several energies bestowed upon our group at this time of the Pisces full moon, with hands upraised, let us together send our blessings out into humanity so that it may rise to its new spiritual potential as promised by the divine plan. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. Oh. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Okay, thank you all for attending. Just a reminder, the exact moment of the full moon is less than 24 hours at 5:47 and 36 seconds GMT PM. Okay, that's it for now. Thank you all. Bye-bye. Much love.